Meanwhile, in the courtyard, Pinkie Pie was busy blowing up a balloon caricature of Discord, while Rarity was bedazzling the stage with bright, sparkly gems. Each of Twilight's friends decided to make use of her talents to help on this special day. Applejack was giving out samples of her famous apple cider, Fluttershy was rehearsing with a choir of birds, and Rainbow Dash was kicking away clouds to clear the skies above. Together, they were going to make sure that everything is ready so the Princess of Friendship could make that festival happen. Twilight joined her friends when suddenly, kaboom! Pinkie Pie's infamous party cannon sent five layers of cake soaring high into the air, and then, splat! As Twilight got covered in specks of dough and frosting, the festival star approached and the crowd went wild. It was Songbird Serenade! Agonising about making a terrible first impression, Twilight Sparkle apologised to the super-famous singer, whose expression was entirely shrouded by her eccentric bangs. Twilight didn't yet know that something even more disastrous was coming her way. Suddenly, storm clouds gathered right above Canterlot, casting deep shadows over the festival grounds. As the roar of thunder echoed across the dark skies, a mysterious flying ship emerged, wreaking terror in the hearts of ponies. The huge vessel anchored, and a door opened, lowering a gangway.
"Ponies of Equestria, we come on behalf of the fearsome, the powerful, the almighty Storm King," a voice boomed from the megaphone. "And now, put your hooves together for Commander Tempest."
The herald stepped away, revealing a silhouette of a dark scarlet unicorn with a broken horn.